hiatus, but welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, The Roundtable Chatot, where everyone has a seat at the table. We are the best of the below average, your hosts, Old Johnny Oneball.
And Shadow Prime 34.
That's us, dude.
Every single time.
Welcome. I would say it's good to, you know, see you back doing the show, but I also see you every day.
Every day.
Well, it is good to be back. We took a little well-needed break for some mental and soulful and physical rest, and we are back.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, yeah, whatever I got, like, bodied me like 4 days, like everything
that
hurts.
That was rough.
Oh, I think I'm fine. I can go to the store. No, I'm done for the day.
Like, I thought you were better yesterday. I was. I'm sick again. Yeah, the allergy season hits you pretty hard sometimes.
Oh yeah,
that's just how it is. Well, we are back, and we have a huge thank you to give one of our longest Patreon members, but our first trainer in the Professor Oak tier. Shouts to you, Hall the Counselor.
What was my grandson's name?
Well, big shouts to you, Hall the Counselor. We will be in touch with you because there are some sweet, sweet goodies for the Professor Oak tier members.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
It's true. It's true. He was there.
But like not there.
There? Like T-H-E-I. He was there. T-H-E-Y-R-E. He was they are.
No, I'm pretty sure it's T-H-E-I-R.
Look, oh, yeah, you're
which
right.
One of us has the English degree, okay?
Oh, that's still me. What's your degree? Reading? Talking? The language I know already?
I saw this one picture. It's like, wherever you go, there you are. But it's like the wrong ones. And it's like those inspirational like pictures of a lake and a mountainside. Oh. I'm like, oh, I love that.
Dude, it was one of those... one of those sunsets that's going to go. I thought that was so fun. You sent that to me, and I found a couple more. Like, hey, bro, this is one of those sunsets. It's about to go. So fun.
I love when people make the sounds on TikTok. The...
So funny. Good stuff. Well, as a reminder for our Patreon members, if you would like to, you can join the Trainer Ash tier, which most people are in. The issue is we can't move you ourselves, but if you would like to move into a different tier or just redo into the same tier, awesome. You can also join the Champion Cynthia tier, the Professor Oak tier, and that means you get to keep your eyes peeled and your ears peeled for some dope new content.
Oh, it's coming.
It is. I'm actually going to try to upload it tonight, but let me tell you right now, uploading a 44-minute video continuously fails. So we may give you some parts of the video.
Chunks of the video.
But we have some really cool stuff coming. You know what? I'm going to tell them the name of the series. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Welcome to the Roundtable Chatot new series on Patreon called Oddish Used Magical Leaf.
Nice.
Go check it out. When it exists, because I'm going to try to put it up tonight, which is Wednesday, Mar 27. My computer says Wedmar 27.
Wedmar.
That's the date, I think.
Sounds like an eldritch like king in like a fantasy. Wedmar.
Or a planet. Yeah. One of those planets.
Yeah.
They have infinite resources on Wedmar 27. But keep your eyes peeled for some cool new stuff, and... we'll be sitting down with our executive producer, my very own wife, to come up with some new merch for the people. Dude, you know how Chatot is a parrot?
Yes.
You know how merch rhymes with perch? I'll figure something out here. I'm just saying words until it's done. The merch perch. That's
actually pretty good.
That just came out of my brain just now.
Merch perch.
It may be smooth, but it does know some things.
Smooth.
My brain is so small compared to the size of my skull that I think you can use my brain as a tech deck pool.
Oh.
There's just nothing going on up there.
The tech deck.
A little empty skull action going on up there.
Don't talk mean about yourself.
Oh, AV does this thing where if you're ever like self-deprecating or whatever, she goes, hey, don't talk about my husband that way.
Got him. Yeah.
So good. Good stuff. So. Oh, good stuff. So, next up, roundtable chat. We had sort of conversed a little bit about this earlier, and I know for me, I'm not fully informed on this yet, so I'm not going to make an opinion. But as we get more updates for how the new Avatar items look and go, we've seen some preliminary things, and they're... What did you say? They're a little PlayStation 2-y.
Yeah, like the...
Those, You're a wizard, Harry.
Those PlayStation 2 graphics.
Little polygonal,
yeah,
if you will.
Like, oh, what are we doing, guys? We're in a rush, or...
So we'll see what happens as it gets rolled out to more trainers. But I think as of now, we sort of decided that there's not enough out there yet for us to form an opinion. Which is kind of how we roll at the roundtable chat dot. That's why you don't see us, you know, jumping in on the hot topics, a la Fleece King and Master Warlord.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
There's a reason we didn't jump in on those kind of things, and it's because we don't know enough to make qualified opinions yet.
Yeah.
And then usually by the time we get enough info, the thing is over.
It's blown over and moved on.
So similar to that. This is just, you know, much less scale on account of you don't need other people's passwords to make your avatar.
Ah, got him.
As we get more, we will bring you a roundtable chat. But for right now, I think we're going to stand pat. Oh, a 44-minute video, I think, just finished exporting and popped up on my screen. I was like, wait, what's happening? That's us.
You guys are working hard, but I'm working harder.
Like, what? I've been trying to do this for days, and now you're done?
That's amazing.
For those of you that are aware, as of about 4.5 minutes ago, Oddish used Magical
all
Leaf.
Aware.
Who?
Every one of them.
Oh, dude, what if you were aware, but like on every full moon, you just turned into a human?
I want to go to Chipotle!
So we tried to set up the Oddish used Magical Leaf show like Mystery Science Theater. So you just kind of see the back of us until we get up, which is often. Good stuff. But roundtable chat, there you go. My computer has no more surprises for me. Like, it was like full screen. I'm like, that's the back of me. But let's get into some studs and duds. Why don't you take it away and tell me about your studs and duds?
Duds? I haven't really caught like anything of note as of late.
There's been a couple of like... events and things since we last talked to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think we kind of... It's not really like a strikeout, because one of the things that we've been working on is playing still hard, like we do, but not putting as much stock into, oh man, I missed that thing. I'm never going to be able to get it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a conscious decision that we've made.
Yeah. I fight against the FOMO.
That's from Tron.
Yeah, well, he's a
which I one fight the eight, the from user. The 80s?
The
I never saw the original one.
Kurt Russell,
Garrett Hedlund. Is he in that?
Maybe
Josh Hartnett. They're the same to me, but different fonts.
Different fonts. Italics.
And I know they're not even close, but to me, my brain says, okay, they're the same.
I fight for the user.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat there. My dud is, even though I didn't really go that hard, I didn't get a shiny Groudon from raid day.
I got one, and nice. I did two raids, I think.
I did that with Kyogre. My first or second one was shiny.
Yeah.
Granted, I think between the 2 days, I did a total of 10 raids, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like I said, just enjoying it, taking it easy.
Just cruising.
Hey, take it easy.
Take it easy.
What about a stud? I got some studs. You got some studs?
I'm kind of just middle of the road.
Just kind of going.
Like nothing. Like I caught like a really good Sableye.
Nice.
During the event, but I already
Day
have one.
One.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I forgot what it's like rank like 13, but I already have like a rank 11.
But is the one you have at 11 Shiny, or not shiny, Shadow Purified.
Oh, I have like a rank 2 that's the purified one.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I have like one good one of each. So the Shadow, the Shiny, the regular.
I think that's a good move. Shiny. I think that's a good move to have.
Neat. Yeah, so like, because you never know. Like,
there was a Shiny Sableye, or not Shiny, I did it again. There was a Shadow Sableye at Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody brought a Shadow Sableye.
Huh.
I don't know if they used it, but they brought it.
It's a neat little Pokemon. It's actually on my Great League.
It's pretty
team.
Good. The fact that all versions of it have play is crazy.
And that little like just that little gremlin shake, what it does after you tap and then go to your charge move.
It's good stuff.
I'm like, I love that thing. It's just a neat boy.
Yeah. And it's got a great shiny.
Yeah.
And I'm a good mega.
Yeah.
Which is great for right now because of all the dark types out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I know.
Get those sweet, sweet XL candies.
I'm here for the people.
Yeah.
I did Absol for mine because I have a Hundo Absol.
Yeah.
I have a Hundo Sableye. I think I made it, though. I think I purified it.
Purified, yeah.
Yeah. But Sableye was cheaper. Absol was cheaper. Yeah. So I did that.
That's actually a good reminder. We'll have to see that when we get to the news.
Yeah. For me, studs, a couple of them. We'll talk about some later. But I did get a Hundo Charmander just at random.
Nice.
Which is my first non-costume Hundo Charmander. I have two with party hats.
Two Hundo with party hats?
Yeah, so it's my third Hundo Charizard, basically.
Charizard's like, hey, I see that Aggron you got over there.
I'm still missing, of the three original starters, I'm still missing a Hundo Squirtle.
I need a Squirtle and a Venusaur.
I'll save all my Bulbasaurs so we can try for that, because I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
So I was like, I would like to have that as for my Mega. Like, I've been trying to Hundo all the Megas. Well, Mega all the Hundos that can be. Yeah.
I use the Hundo Venusaur as the second tier grass attacker behind Kartana.
Nice.
So, like, my grass team for, like, grunts and stuff is Kartana and then Venusaur. A Venusaur or two, something like that.
Nice.
And then the best Great League IV Incineroar I got from the Litten Calm Day was shiny.
Nice.
It's like a 488 or something, and it's like an almost 97% in Pokegenie.
Nice.
So I am into that.
Heck yeah.
And then a couple of other Hundos. We'll talk about them later. One of them I was pretty excited about because I don't have it yet.
Yeah. I actually have a dud.
Hit me with the dud.
It took almost an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes before I caught my first shiny on Litten Day.
Ooh.
I was like, what's happening? This doesn't feel good.
That's weird.
Yeah, like I was like tapping and like I researched, it was actually the one that gave it to me.
Were you using your ball?
Both.
Okay.
So I would like go to like parking lots and I'm like, all right, spin. Mm-hmm. Granted, I also didn't go like super hard that day.
No, I went real passive.
Yeah.
But it was like, very fun.
Yeah.
And, like, and it was cool that JC finally got his calm day.
Yeah.
Shouts to you, JC.
Darkest Lariat and Blastburn.
Yep. I already did it.
Yeah.
So it was cool. I think the only thing I dislike about starter calm days is the catch rate. The
catch rate's not great. Like,
it's rough.
That rhymed every time.
That's rough, buddy. What about, let's do some current builds. What are you building? What are you working on right now?
Zygarde. If I stay on this little plan I have for myself, if I get minimum one cell a day, I'll have this sucker done in a month.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I'm at 32 days now. Well, nice. 32 like more cells.
So
I'm
you
like,
have 168?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, quick math. Come on.
I think we actually talked about this. The sell rate has been abysmal lately.
It's been weird. I've had to do like four routes just to get a sell. I'm like, what is happening?
I usually, you know, I would do two routes on the way home usually.
Yeah.
One is at the like local community center in Arvada, and then the other one is in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I would usually do those two and get at least a sell, but I got nothing the last couple days. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the sells, but. It's what it's.
Mitochondria.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
I'm still working on my best buddy, Shiny Chatot. Took a little break there with Double XL Gorgeist during the last event that had more Zoroa. Because, you know, they were all double XL.
The
everyone I got was double XL.
Nice.
Yeah.
I changed mine to Ho-Oh because I was like, very clearly.
That'll be a build soon.
Yeah. Also, Zygarde is just so tiny and so far back when I try to throw a ball.
Is it?
Like, it's super far. Mm. So I was like, I'm good.
I like the shiny Chatot because then you get to see shiny Chatot on the screen.
Yeah.
And it's just like overworld shiny. It's just so much fun.
Nice.
But I need two hearts, which I haven't done anything with it today. I need two hearts to get to level 3. And then I'll probably buy a few Poffins here and there.
Yeah.
Just to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially on days that I'm not out and about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get there with the shiny Chatot as soon as possible is my goal, so that I get that little guy a ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That reminds me, if any of you listeners got a shiny Chatot and would like to trade it to Shadow Prime, that is a good move.
Dibs.
You heard it here first, people. Dibs.
Yep. No, I'm not going to put that up for trade bait.
What were you going to say?
Captain Hat Pikachu. I got that shiny. But.
Dude, maybe someday dibs. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Right now, I'm just like.
I call dibs on it if someday.
Yeah. Because I was like, I kind of like it.
I went so hard for that thing. But I can't complain because I do have a shiny, lucky Fragment Hat Pikachu.
Ooh.
And it's best buddied.
Yeah.
So nice. I'm not mad about it.
I was saying, that's not coming back to the game.
Shouts to you, Gwen.
Gwen?
She's like, yeah, I don't care. It turns out it was awesome.
Lucky and amazing.
That's right.
Nice.
Dude, you know what they say?
Breaking news.
It's time for the news. Okay. Would you rather... Can I do sizable surprises, please?
Absolutely.
Done.
Boom. So I'll do world time.
What? World time? Amazing. That's how time works.
Mr. World of Wonders.
Oh, boy.
So when starting today, like in real life, but I started at midnight, we can now fight all the rockets and frustration away TMs.
That's right.
TMs away frustration. That's
good. It's good enough.
Yeah. Save Shadow Groudon, a new special research story, will be available at the beginning of the event. Progress through it to receive a super rocket radar and chase down Giovanni, who does the same thing every takeover. You can claim this research up to the end of the World of Wonders, June 1st at 9:59 a.m. local time. But don't wait that long. It's really easy. Just do it.
I'm almost done.
Yeah, I know, right? We can also save Shadow Mewtwo. He is coming back to Shadow Raids. So on Saturday, March 30th and Sunday, March 31st, local time, Shadow Raikou will not appear during the event.
Are we doing them?
I could be down for a couple.
All right, yeah. Go ahead for a couple. Unless I get a hundo, I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, I was like, bring back regular Mewtwo.
No. Bring back armored Mewtwo.
Oh, yeah.
If you have an armored Mewtwo for trade, old Johnny One Ball says dibs.
And then for eggs, the Pokemon hatching from 12K eggs will be pretty much the same. But Shiny Sandile is finally in that list.
Dude,
so
that's
we
a
get
good shiny.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Larvitar, Sandile, Ponyard, Vullaby, Dino, Pancham, Salandit, and Varum. All of those can be shiny except for Salandit and Varum. Event bonuses, Team Go Rocket will appear more frequently at Pokestops and Balloons. You can use a Charge TM to help Shadow Pokemon forget the Charge Attack frustration.
Once again, for the people in the back?
You can use a TM to help them forget frustration. I just saw this. Okay, so Team Go Rocket Grunts, as well as their leaders, Sierra, Cliff, and Arlo, are using different Shadow Pokemon. In addition, Team Go Rocket has also turned the following Pokemon into Shadow Pokemon. Shadow Pidgey.
Yep.
Shadow Darumaka.
Rank 1 PvE Fire.
Okay. Shadow Gothita.
Yeah. Huh.
And Shadow Solosis, which you showed me today, and I was like, oh, that.
My first one I caught was a 0-15-14. So if that thing ever gets a move update.
Yeah. Huh. Also, Pokemon rescued from Team Go Rocket Grunts may be shiny if you're lucky. But.
I think
it took us what? It took you like 2 years to get one for the when
they
announced
that? I still only have one.
Yeah, I don't have any. So,
but I do think, from what I've understood across the board with shiny shadow Pokemon from Grunts, they have to have existed as shiny shadows already.
Oh.
So, like, Shadow Solosis probably won't be shiny.
Yeah.
Unless there's something that shows otherwise, it's like, you know, Shadow Scyther, Shadow Gligar, Shadow Onyx, Shadow, like,
yeah,
all of those that have been Shadow Shiny in the past, I think, based on history, those are the ones that are shiny. I don't think we're going to be able to get Shiny Pidgey, Darumaka, Gothita, Solosis,
yeah,
whatever. If you see them, please tell us, because I would love to be wrong.
Yeah.
But historically, it's only been those that can be Shiny Shadow because they were in the past.
Yeah.
Like Mawile.
Nice. Oh, that Shadow Shiny Mawile.
Did you get one?
No, just my regular Shiny Mawile.
So good.
I was going hard for that thing.
Did you ever get a Shiny Shadow?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I got an extra small. That's what I use them in
Great
League.
That's nice.
It's so nice. Shadow Raids. So, 1-star raids for... Do Shadow Raids count as, like, a defeat a Team Rocket grant?
I don't believe so.
That's...
Dumb. I haven't tested it, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm curious. 1-star raids, get a there's Shadow Drowsy, Shadow Poliwag, Shadow Barboach, and Shadow Fungus. I would, if you use your daily free pass on them, but Shadow Drowsy, Poliwag, and Barboach all have play as big boys.
Shadow, correct.
Yeah, Poliwrath. I mean, honestly, Barboach and Whiskash, Little League and Regular League. And then Hypno for Drowsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3-star raids, Shadow Hitmontop. Don't sleep on it. I would get one.
Triple Axel.
Triple
dude.
Axel, yep. I don't sleep on it.
However, as far as usefulness, there is Shadow Frostlass for Triple Axling.
Yeah. Triple Axling.
Because I think I got my good shiny Frostlass. Not shiny. I did it again.
Shadow.
My good Shadow Frostlass very shortly after the last Rocket event ended.
Yeah.
So I've been the whole time.
It's just been sitting with frustration.
Haven't been able to do it. I know.
Then Shadow Wobbuffet and Shadow Sneasel. Field research task encounters will give you mysterious components, charge TMs, and fast TMs. That's nice that they're giving you charge TMs.
But I believe the TMs come from purifying shadow Pokemon.
Oh, there's a lot of purify tasks not crazy about.
I'll just do raids to get those.
Encounters with event-themed Pokemon. Wild encounters will include Murkrow, Sableye, Purloin, Scraggy, and Inkay. All of those can be shiny, and some trainers might even encounter the following: Zorua, Vullaby, and Dino.
Every single Pokemon on that list, minus currently Zorua, has play in some league.
Yes.
Sometimes. Murkrow sometimes, Sableye all the time, Purloin, very spicy pick, Scraggy, a lot of play, Inkay, very special play, Vullaby, which I'm actually not excited about it anymore, because I have the rank 11 now. Caught it in the wild today.
Oh.
So I don't even care.
Yeah.
The chances of me beating that are so slim, I'm going to build it and move on.
You don't have to worry about that thing anymore.
And nice. Dino's just cool.
Yeah, it is. And then event-themed time research will be available throughout the event. Complete the research task to earn items and encounters with event-themed Pokemon. There will be Pokestop showcases that will feature different Pokemon during the event where you can enter them. And then the paid time research for $2 or the equivalent pricing tier in your currency, you'll be able to access event-exclusive timed research focusing on defeating Rocket Grunts. You can get 6 mysterious components, 1 super incubator, 1 rocket radar, and an encounter with Ponyard. I have to do we have to bring back the old peak of the week because I got to shout out the one, the only, the mythical Hitch.
Dude. You know what I have to do? I have to shout out the Mythical Hitch.
You know we have to do it to him.
Mythical Hitch done hooked us up with these tickets.
Yeah. I'm over here just vibing, open up my game, and Mythical Hitch.
And I took a screenshot because I have it
it's
right
like
here.
Same, yeah.
Because I actually was able to see an invitation. I don't know why my game says, you have a ticket. Thank you. Who sent it to me? That's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
I think usually it's Scipio Blue. But for whatever reason, I just, like, it's every other time. I don't know who sent me that, but I appreciate you.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Big shouts.
The biggest of shouts for Mythical Hitch.
La! That's for you, Mythical Hitch.
That's what's up.
And then there's a Pokemon Ghost web store Team Rocket bundle. For $10, you can get 7 Rocket Raiders, 7 premium battle passes, 7 Ultra Balls, 7 Pineapple. What's with all the sevens?
Because R is the 7th letter of the alphabet.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. And then there is an event bundle. For 300 Pokegoins, you can get 1 Incubator, 1 Rocket Radar, and 1 Premium Battle Pass.
If you're using 300 coins, that is well over 300 coins.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to do it, not a bad deal.
Heck yeah.
You may also be able to buy it multiple times. Sometimes those cheaper ones,
yeah,
you can buy multiple times.
Or when they put the little limit on there. Yeah.
I have not tried this one because I needed incubators this time around.
Yeah.
I've been single incubator in for quite a while now. Nice. And I was like, you know what? I want those 12s.
Yeah. Gotta get that shiny Sandile.
Yep.
And then there's that new avatar pose. It's not like new, but you can purchase it again. It's a really good pose.
I have not. For one day, I changed my pose.
Yeah.
And now I'm back.
It looks so good. It's great. So, yeah, that is Team Go Rocket Times. Again, use those TMs to get rid of frustration on your shadow Pokemon.
Do it.
Now is the time
to show the world. This is the moment. That's a song, too.
2004 is Josh Brolin's Polar Express song.
Is it... when you fall asleep on the couch and you wake up at 1 o'clock and
yeah. And now your dream. the love those.
The voice of a generation. The Celine Dion. Oh, the Michael Myers one. Or not Michael Myers. Bolton.
I was laughing.
I had got another pop-up that something failed at like an upload because I'm trying to export a 45-minute video.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, the Michael Myers one.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, no.
Michael Bolton. Dude, also, he did
today's greatest love songs.
And I swear.
Yeah. And you always like wake up in like a stupor and you're just like, what's happening?
I need water.
And you're just like kind of staring at all the TVs, just like looking at you.
So good. Good stuff.
Good times.
Well, enjoy the Rocket event. It's always one of the best of the season because it is. But I'm going to tell you what is possibly the best event of all time. Here we go. Let's get into the sizable surprises. Thursday, April 4th at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, April 9th at 8 p.m. It is the sizable surprises event, which is awesome because we're going to go to Bucky's that day and they're probably going to be needing some stops nominated.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
you're right.
I want to get the beaver to be a stop. You know, the big brass beaver?
Yeah. Do we have to do this every time?
Yes, we do. The event bonuses for sizable surprises. 2x XP for successfully catching Pokemon with nice throws or better, which is always amazing. I'm going to be honest. I don't actually have a clue what's in this event. I just am so excited to tell you all why this is the best event so far. Increased chance to encounter double XS and double XL Pokemon in the wild, and increased chance to encounter shiny Whalmer. You know what I'm really hoping for? The double extra small of the thing I'm pumped about.
Oh, that thing is going to be tiny.
I hope so. This bonus will not stack with the catch XP bonus for April Calm Day Classic as it occurs during this time. That is the 2 XP for catching Pokemon.
Do it, you cowards.
Dude, everyone's... like leveling up every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wild encounters. The following Pokemon will appear more frequently in the wild, and for the first time, you'll be able to encounter shiny Wimpod.
Okay.
We have Diglett, Mantine, Whalmer, Joltik, Tynamo, Cutiefly, Wimpod, and Citadel. And some trainers might encounter the following: Onix and Snorlax. Of those, the shinies are Diglett, Mantine, Whalmer, Cutiefly, Wimpod, Onix, and Snorlax.
And Joltik.
Oh, yeah, and Joltik.
Yeah.
It's too small. I couldn't read it. I will be going for Cutiefly and Wimpod from that list. Wimpod's got a great shiny.
Yeah, I agree.
In raids, I'm floating off of my seat right now.
You got to do it last.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
In one-star raids, we have Fungus, Klink, Esper, and Tadbulb. Of those, Fungus, Clink, and Esper can be shiny. Esper's adults, great shinies. I finally was able to complete the shiny adult family.
Nice.
And also, Fungus is great, too. Clink is fine. In three-star raids, we have Alolan Exeggutor, Galarian Weezing, Gyarados, and Snorlax. That is a solid three-star raid list.
Yeah.
All of those can be shiny, which is great, because I'm still missing one of them.
I need to get that Galarian Weezing.
Yep. That's the one. In Mega Raids, you have Mega Charizard X.
It's been a long time since that thing has been here.
I know, and they didn't even bring back the good one.
No, they did.
I don't see why.
Because I see what you did there. That was really clever.
Hit him with the double Charizard entendres. In five-star raids, in the Southern Hemisphere, we have Celesteela. And in the five-star raids in the Northern Hemisphere, Kartana. And I've transcended because of what I'm about to tell you. Celesteela can be shiny. And Kartana can be shiny.
Let's go.
You send me those Kartana raids. We're doing them. We're getting shinies. We're having it. It's going to happen.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen. Celesteela, if you want to send those two, I'll do those also. Because we haven't had a whole lot of shiny. We've had one shiny Ultra Beast. Nihiligo.
Yeah, you're right.
Great shiny,
yellow,
by the way.
Right?
Huh?
Yellow shiny, right?
Yeah, it's like gold.
Yeah.
I think I traded you. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
But you know what's even better? Shiny Kartana.
Let's go.
In my heart. It's not like on paper cooler, but don't tell me that.
It can cut through paper.
Dude, it can cut everything. Field research task encounters. The following Pokemon are available to encounter when you complete field research tasks. Onix, Snorlax, Whalmer, Tynamo, Cutiefly, and Wimpod. All of them can be shiny except for Tynamo, which, whatever.
It's Tynamo.
I'm not going to be, like, you know, opening my wallet for shiny Tynamo when it shows up.
Shinamo?
Yeah.
Nice.
Collection challenges. Complete the collection challenge to receive raspberries, pineapple berries, XP, and encounters with Wimpod and Whalmer. Pokestop showcases. Look out for the showcases at different Pokestops, and hopefully they finally bring out the double extra smalls.
Yeah, because I have so many of them. I'm like, do I want to get rid of this? Nah, I kind of don't want to, but they just take up space.
I like the showcases because it's an extra little wrinkle in the game.
Yeah.
But I'm not like holding on to double XL or double XS Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Unless it's like, wow, that's real tiny. Like I caught a double extra small shiny Bronzor yesterday. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty neat. I like that. But like if it's a big thing already or a small thing already and then you get that even smaller or bigger, that's what I care about. Like, give me a double extra small Tynamo, we'll talk.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to, if you're doing IV checks, like the rapid IV checks during, this is going to be a miserable event.
What Pokemon is that? It's I can't tell.
XL, extra low. I'm like, get out of the way, I'm looking at IVs.
So that is sizable surprises. Send me your Kartana. Suffer not the Kartana, bring them to me.
Bring them to me, bro.
Bring them to me, bro. Good stuff. Why don't you end it with some Pokemon Go Yoshi?
Yoshi! Bagon. Trainers, they are excited to announce that April 7th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., our Community Day Classic.
Classic Bagon.
Our Community Day Classic will be Bagon.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. Evolve Shelgon, Bagon's evolution, or during the event or up to 2 hours afterwards to get a Salamence that knows Outrage. Trainer battles, 110 power. Gyms and raids, 110 power. For $1 or the equivalent pricing tier in your local currency. I don't think we have to say that really anymore. Like, people know.
The people do know.
Yeah. You'll be able to access the Bagon Community Day Classic exclusive special research story. So keep an eye on that for when tickets go live. Remember, you can gift it to your friends if you'd like. Event bonuses. You get 3x XP for catching Pokemon. They should have had it stacked. Like, why not? Like,
who's it going to hurt?
Yeah, like, come on. Lure modules will last for 3 hours. Incense will also last for 3 hours. Take a few snapshots and you'll get a Bagon encounter.
I think it's actually pronounced Lure Module.
Lure Module. field research. Community Day Classic themed field research will be available. Catch Bagon to earn rewards such as additional counters with Bagon, Stardust, Great Balls, and more. There will be Pokestop showcases, so get those XXL Bagons, which should... Do they increase the...
Or Squirtle.
Or Squirtle, yep. This guy gets it. Then there'll be event bundles as well. For 1350 Pokecoins, you can get 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Super Incubators, 1 Elite Charge TM, and 5 Lucky Eggs. And for 480, you can get 30 Ultra Balls, 1 Incense, 3 Super Incubators, and 1 Lure Module. And then if you're looking for an area to play with some other trainers, you can take a look at the community map, the community day map, and figure out where you want to do Community Day Classic.
That's right.
So, yeah.
I'll probably snag that Elite Charge TM bundle because...
Elite Charge TMs.
Those are good.
Yeah.
But that is the news.
With Weege.
With Weege. We did it. Dude, you want to do a live special trade with me, your hosts?
I'm in.
Dude, let's do it.
You want multiple hosts?
Yeah, there's two of us, dude. Surprise. There's not just one person here. Okay, let me pull up my Littens. We're going to do a shiny Litten swap. Because why not?
No, Litten.
Take crazy chance.
Wobbuffet.
All right. Dude, you should open my gift.
Boom,
just
done.
Just in case.
Hit them with the send.
All right. No lucky for us.
No.
But it's time for a shiny Litten trade.
Litten.
I'm going to go pretty low on the CP here so that you can try to get some good... I think they're all... low enough.
Yeah.
But, dude, what if you get a Schlundo?
I got one of those from you.
That's right. I'm a sharer.
Ooh.
Well, mine's completely backwards. I'm going to go 15-7-5.
5-15-12. No, 13.
Ooh.
So I'm going to head this over to the...
That's the stuff I do like.
The old PV. Ooh, rank 18 Incineroar.
No way.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Nice. Well,
dude,
I'll be evolving that sucker
that
here soon.
That is awesome, except you should probably wait until December to get all of its moves.
You right. This except guy gets it.
Except it's March.
I got time.
I got nothing but time. Good stuff. Dude, that was a good trade.
That was a solid trade, yeah. Rank 18, I will take it.
And it's pretty low CP, too.
Yeah.
So get some XLs up in there. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. That easy. Yeah.
Nice. Good stuff. Well, why don't you do some PvP UV me and take it away?
You know what? I think I will.
Oh, you took it.
So
come back.
I'm out of here. So we are in the thick of Great League, Ultra League, and Master League. That is the... current battle rotation right now. Last week we had
Spring Cup,
which was honestly going pretty well.
It was pretty good,
yeah.
Until I just decided that currently GBL is not adding joy to my life,
so
I'm taking it easy.
Yeah,
do things that make you happy. I take it easy. I do.
Yeah. So right now I'm kind of like casually cruising through. I've been like lurking in BTW's. Mm-hmm. So anytime they post a team, I was like, oh, I'll run that. Oh, this team is really good. So it's doing pretty well. Current team I'm using for Great League is Lead, Shadow Sable, oh, Purified Sableye,
mm-hmm.
Azumarill, and I don't remember who number three is.
Trevenant.
No, Shadow Alolan Sandslash.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah. So,
I was like, I know that core a little bit.
Yeah, it's honestly it's a decent core though. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've been using. I got my Elo. Started out at 2053, and I'm at 2200 now.
Nice.
So yeah, it's
I've won 23 battles.
Hey, that's more than 22.
That's true. I've only done 50. No, I've done 40 something. I'll pull it up.
That's
here.
Not bad.
Yeah, just. I'm just kind of take it easy kind of guy.
Take it easy.
45 battles, 27 wins. I'm crushing it.
Oh, nice.
I'll do some here and there, but
yeah.
sometimes it's not worth the frustration. And so I said,
TM it away.
Better TM it away.
Hey, this guy
and
gets
so
it.
So me TMing it away says, I'm just going to not for right now.
Nice.
I'm happier for it.
Yeah, right? You just vibe. Like, I've also taken it slow. I got the sandals and I was like, all right, okay.
I'm good. Thanks. I'll get there eventually. I always make it to Ace, but I'm just going to take it easy.
Yeah, take it because I got
nothing going on.
60 some days?
Yeah, give or take.
We got that.
I'll do a battle a day.
Yeah. And then we, next week, well, so starting on March 29th, actually, not next week, we have Great League and Ultra League Premier. So
that I could be into.
Yeah. Me too. Maybe
that,
no.
That I'll play for.
I think that's no legendaries, right? Or like no.
I don't know.
Wait, legendary Pokemon, mythical, and Ultra Beasts are not eligible. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not my Kartana for Great League. No.
So, yeah, that'll be coming up. We do have a winner of single ready to wingle.
Not even a winner. We have a double winner.
Like a dual winner. Like,
well, they won twice. Not that we have two people in ours that won.
Yeah. Like, they won twice, like, for this and something else.
Equally,
but also won twice.
Equally as important, probably.
The something else. Yeah.
They're of equal importance that this person has won.
We'll give you like the not important one. Lyles Jeff the third won Vancouver or something like that.
Vancouver Regionals, you know.
Whatever.
Did you watch it?
The Wildcat posted in the thing, and I was like, "Yo,
I think if it were in America, he committed so much murder they wouldn't let him out of the country. This one just so happened to be in his home country of Canada.
Yeah,
it was like." Of the tiers of things that I've seen in my life watching these regionals, inadequance going 17-0 to win a regional is like the most top tier thing. What Lyle Jeffs did in Vancouver is right under it. It was so good.
So, yeah, Lyle is a 2-time regional champion. Like, that's wild. We'll see him at Worlds.
I would hope so. That's why he does this.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if he wins. He just needs the points.
He needs the points for Worlds. So, but yeah. But the more important thing.
Even bigger.
Way bigger than Play Pokemon.
Correct.
Lyles Jeff won the Single and Ready to Wingle Cup.
That's right.
I did not.
I heard about these battles.
We talked about it. Yeah. We did 3 battles, so I had a chance to knock out a total of 9 Pokemon. I KO'd 1 Pokemon. I did not build my team well at all, but congratulations to Lyles. We will send you an Amazon gift card.
For winning.
Yeah, keep an eye out on those DMs.
That's right.
Soon.
And I don't know if it's too early to say anything, but we're still working out the next cup, which I don't know when we're going to run it, because like we said, we're just kind of taking things easy.
Take it easy.
But the next one, the name is Bugs Not Hugs.
Ah.
And so we are working on some things. We're figuring out what's going on. But
and you might see a little bit more oomph with a friend of the show on that one.
That's right.
If you know, you know, which none of you know, but we know. So.
Sir, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do. You just don't realize it.
That's like my whole life. I know stuff, but I don't know. I think the whole world knows my short-term memory just doesn't work. I don't know what's going on. It's too much Pokemon in there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Congratulations to Lyles Jeffs III on winning Single Ready to Wingle and Vancouver Regionals. Absolutely crushed it.
I was really hoping in my heart of hearts and brotherly competitions, I was really hoping that we would get Lyle Jeffs III and Blob NA to battle each other because they are brothers.
Yeah.
And I was hoping so hard. And they got close.
Yeah.
They got pretty close at the end. I think they both made top 8 or top 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was almost going to happen. And I just watched the whole thing waiting, but it never happened. Probably because.
Never say never. I can make this happen.
Hey. Can you guys fight each other?
Please?
Just for fun?
Nice. We got the main event!
Because what I hear is that Lyle got into PvP because of his brother.
Really?
His brother got him into PvP.
Now look
and then Lyle turned into, like, the unstoppable force that has yet to meet the immovable object.
Yeah. I mean, Blob's a good battler, too.
It's true.
Yeah, like that family of absolute
here's what I'm hoping. Here's what I'm hoping for. In the spirit of competition, Lyle Jeffs III versus It's Axon. I don't ask for much in this life.
Yeah.
Just like Hundo, Shiny Shadows, and Lyle to fight Axon, which may have happened, but, you know, we talked about that memory thing.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, Fair. Dude. Do you have a team? Oh, yeah, you told the team of the week. I don't have a team of the week because I have done one battle in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
I won it, so, you know, I've got a win sitting there.
There you go.
But I just haven't, you know. I've been, you know, back playing some PlayStation. I've been hanging out with my peeps, just chilling. And so I have not jumped into GBL this season, really.
Same. Yeah, I've just, because I don't like the pose, don't like the clothes that it gives you. So I'm just like, this would be a nice passive season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, do you have anything left for PvP UV me?
That's it. That's all I've got.
Dude, that is the it. What about a roundtable challenge? What do you think, we're going to make people do this time?
I think we'll spring into spring.
Dude, that sounds very familiar. Hey. Like we've said it before. Let's keep it.
Done.
Tell the people about spring into spring.
In order to defeat this roundtable challenge, all you have to do is defeat any Rocket member
with lots of mech Pokemon.
And not like, what's a mech Pokemon? Rhyperior is not a mech Pokemon. That is an animal thing.
Yeah, but, you know, a capital thing.
Yeah. Capital T thing.
A capital T thing.
Yeah. But
your Magnezones.
Magnezone.
Your clink clank clink clanks.
Clink clank clink clank. Your Klefkies.
Yeah.
Like do things.
It. Yeah. Your what is it? What is that thing that's the lay?
Comfy.
Comfy. Yeah. You know, if you have those things, that's what you have to use. You can't use, you know, like, Charizard's a drag. No, not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not
Sableye,
a thing.
That's a goblin thing.
It's a goblin. The mind goblin. This one's the stone goblin, the gem goblin.
Yeah.
yep, check it out. Do it with mech Pokemon, which is capital things.
Yeah.
Our Charizard would be a great thing if it existed.
Yeah.
It's a bridge.
Oh, that'd be, it's a bridge. It's a building.
Good stuff. Hundo Hunter, you have anything to add for Hundo Hunter?
Nothing in Hundo Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. But...
All right, that's fair. I have that Charmander we talked about.
Let's go.
Yesterday, I balled a Hundo Spearow.
Okay.
And today, I balled a Hundo Cottonee.
Nice. Your ball's going to work out there.
I know, but this Cottonee thing, why wasn't it 2 days ago?
With the flower crown.
Yeah. It's okay. Huh. It happens. You know, that was a, wow, that would be really cool to have a little, you know, shiny midsummer vibe going on.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm not worried about it. It'll happen. Costumes come back.
It'll return.
Sometimes. What about My Zero Academia?
Armored Mewtwo has entered the chat.
Come back, please. I miss you.
Nothing in My Zero. I got zero for zero.
I caught a Sableye that was a 101.
Uh-oh.
LOL.
LOL.
That's right. Roundtable competition. We're still in the Jimbo's Shadow Realm.
Looks like you're going in the Shadow Realm, Jimbo.
Today would be a good day to get out of the Shadow Realm and catch a Pokemon with the stats 4 attack, 2 defense, and 0 HP.
Nice.
Make it happen. All right, you ready for the question of the week?
I'm kind of.
it is an interesting one. So I actually stole this from TikTok, where you see all those like sports teams, like, who on the team would you not let your brother date?
Oh, okay, okay. That makes
was
sense.
That was my muse for this one. And then they're always funny, and then like the reveal at the end is always great.
Yeah.
I was like, I like those. Let's do that. So the question of the week is, which Pokemon would you not want your sibling to date? So you have all sisters.
Yeah.
I have all brothers. So we can make this interesting here.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like, oh, Gardevoir, because that's the most like a girl. I don't care about that.
Mr. Mime.
I was going to say Mr. Mime's off the table, but you beat me to it.
Oh, dang it. Oh, okay.
Mr. Mime's off the table, because he already belongs to Ash's mom.
And regional variants? Ooh.
Yeah, but Mr. Crime isn't as bad as Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
That thing's less creepy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the pink. I don't know. I love Mr. Mime, though. It's such a great Pokemon. But also Ash's dad.
Yeah. I'm going to... Alolan Muk.
Okay.
No real reason behind it. Just like oh, ugh. You come home and you're like, oh, what are you...
Get off the couch.
Oh, dude.
Little Jabba the Hutt action. Yeah. Do you move?
The
no.
cat touches one of the teeth and it like falls over paralyzed. Like, no.
Okay. Okay, I can get on board with that. I would probably say...
Jabba the Hutt action.
Oh, man. I would probably say that my siblings should not date...
Vigoroth, actually. I'm going to change my answer.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's like over 1,000 Pokemon.
Literally.
I'm going to have to go... what's the middle of Haunter? I'm going to go Haunter.
Yeah.
I feel like Haunter's really selfish.
Yeah.
And like wouldn't be a good partner.
I don't think any of them would be.
I feel like Ghastly might at least be nice, but Ghastly. Like... And Gengar is like probably fun to be around if it's not trying to kill you.
Yeah.
But I feel like Haunter's just like a really selfish Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's like a me monster.
Me pocket monster.
Yeah. Somebody's screaming outside.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Oh. Somebody's screaming inside. It's coming from inside the house.
She's right behind me, isn't she?
Yes. We all live here. Yeah, I'm going to go Haunter on that. I just feel like Haunter's too selfish. Not good enough for my siblings.
Yeah.
Well, that's that.
Yeah.
Just like Leo said, it's time to Shutter Island this thing down.
It's me, Leo DiCaprio, and I'm Shutter Islanding this.
And it's time to Shutter Island the Roundtable Chat-Out for this week. Well, as we close down, Shadow, do you have anything to tell the people?
Yes, if you're going to go out hunting,
don't use all your balls in one place.
See you around.